We manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Morning, and our regular guest on Fridays is Joel Skousen, and he's going to be discussing, well, what's really going on behind the scenes today and the implications that the current financial crisis is going to have for every one of the people out there in the listening audience. Joel, thank you very much for being with us again.
It's always my pleasure, Dr. Stan. Today I'd like to discuss a little bit about the implications of the Obama presidency, particularly the potential for control of not only the executive but both branches of the legislative government and perhaps even the judicial branch. This could be a clean sweep for the Democrats. You know, the prospect of Barack Obama having full control of the executive branch plus both houses of Congress was all the more probable now that corrupt Republican Senator Ted Stevens has fallen behind his re-election race with his Democratic challenger. Now, it's still too close to call, but the absentee ballots are going against Stevens, and that's typical. Absentee ballots are generally people that are more liberal than in-state residents. There are also two Senate races that are still undecided, one in Minnesota, Republican Coleman versus Al Franken. Franken, which is a radical liberal, and another in Georgia with Republican Chambliss versus Democrat Martin. And Chambliss is still winning, but he failed to get more than 50%. You have to get one vote more than 50% to avoid a runoff, so there will be a runoff election. Now, if the Demos win all three, Obama will have a veto-proof majority of 60 in the Senate. He's got 57 right now. And they can push through the worst legislation on the Democratic agenda without much opposition, especially since there are at least a dozen Republican senators which often vote with the Democrats. Now, Obama will undoubtedly have the opportunity to make some appointments to the Supreme Court. At least two of the most liberal members of the court, Stevens and O'Connor, have been waiting to retire so as to avoid giving Bush the opportunity to name their replacements. So I expect them to retire soon. Now, the totality of this grim political prospect is driving up sales of survival equipment, guns, ammunition, and all types of safes. In these tough economic times, you know, many businesses are suffering, but not local gun shops. Many of these customers are buying out of fear rather than pleasure. Since Obama won the election, you know, people are buying up semiotic weapons because Barack Obama is known to be a big pusher for a ban, a complete ban on all semiotic weapons, which would include semiotic pistols, which are the majority of all pistols sold nowadays. He's also proposing a huge tax on ammunition, and so it's very difficult even for people to get ammunition now because the government's been buying so much of it. So I don't believe these fears are unwarranted. It's just going to be hard in a panic situation to get ammunition supplies, even primers for reloading supplies are in short supply, and now they seem to be disappearing altogether. We also are probably going to get a mandatory health insurance package. We have Max Baucus, a senator from Montana, presenting the first Democratic health plan, claiming that all Americans should be required to have insurance since coverage will be made affordable. Now, how they intend to make it affordable and what affordable means to them, I'm not sure. But it's certainly not affordable and not a good thing for people like myself and millions of others who have sworn off the drug culture of the establishment medical community and rely on alternative remedies and proper nutrition and vitamins and minerals. You know, traditional insurance doesn't pay for any of that. So this would really be bad money after good, and it amounts to a huge tax increase. This health insurance problem will not be paid for by the government. It will be forced us to pay for it, so it won't look like a tax increase, but it is, because people like us are going to be paying for something that literally will not be benefiting us, that we will not use. Naturally, there's a false argument floating around that if you wait until people are ill to buy health insurance, it will force up the price for everyone. Well, actually, it won't do that at all. Anyway, this 89-page whopper of a proposal revives the debate within the Democratic presidential primaries on how to overhaul the health care system. Obama, of course, was supposedly all for requiring coverage only for children, saying adults would buy coverage voluntarily, and he wouldn't make it mandatory. You know, that's always the door they go through, Dr. Stan, is they always say, well, let's start an insurance program for children. And, of course, that is usually government paid for. And then that's just uses the foot in the door to say, well, let's just expand the coverage to adults. Then they make it mandatory so that we who don't use it are forced to pay for it. Now, that's exactly what they do in the public schools. You know, there are millions of people who don't use the public schools out of principle, homeschoolers, private schoolers, and they're forced to pay into the public school system because it lowers the price for everyone else. So there's a direct benefit to people who use the public schools that they're getting much more school for their money in terms of facilities and pay, and yet it is an improper taxing of people to have to pay for something that they do not use and, in fact, that they object to.
I certainly concur. In fact, I saw what happened to the practice of medicine when government came in and offered free medicine to the elderly and, of course, free Medicare and Medicaid programs. And, you know, I can remember when health insurance was $50 a month for an older person and it had first-rate health care and, you know, you could stay in the hospital for long periods of time. That has all changed, and it has all changed as a direct result of the government interfering in the health care and guaranteeing the doctors, you know, a regular and customary fee. You've got nothing to worry about. Just join up with the program. Once the doctors got in, they began cutting rates. They began putting in all sorts of regulations. This is why you can't go in the hospital the night before a major surgery. You have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to the hospital by 6, so you can be in surgery by 8. There is no problem facing medicine today that a new government program won't make worse. And certainly, I lived through this whole thing. I saw what partial socialization of medicine has done. And right now, of course, the Medicare, there's no way they can ever pay the massive debts that they've incurred. They've been spending the money instead of putting it into a fund for future generations. And another decade, why Medicare will bankrupt the federal government. Imagine now when they're going to give similar benefits to everybody. The system won't work. They know it. It's a fraud, but it's going to bankrupt our nation. We'll be back in just a moment. Joel Scott.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Joel Skousen. Joel, you pick up the story there.
Yes. One of the other stories that I picked up is we're going to face the same thing with the introduction of a new president that we did with President Bush taking over Clinton. A lot of conservatives expected Bush to prosecute Clinton for some of the crimes as he left office, especially some of the egregious pardons for criminals that President Clinton did. So many of his executive orders needed to be overturned. Bush didn't overturn a single thing that Bill Clinton did during office, saying, well, let's put this behind us and let's move on. And many anti-war Democrats, of course, are anxious to see President Bush indicted for torturing prisoners and lying to the public about the reasons for attacking Iraq. But as Charlie Savage pointed out in the New York Times, Bush, once out of office, could oppose inquiries, and you can bet that he will. He's shown every indication through signing statements and other thumbing his nose at the law that he's a law unto himself. And it's unfortunate that any president who comes in who doesn't have these any principles will latch on to these same things. Going back to Harry S. Truman in 1953, a year after he left office, when a congressional committee subpoenaed him over an issue that they were intending to prosecute, even though he was no longer president, he claimed that the Constitution still empowered him to block subpoenas from Congress, claiming that the separation of powers gave, if it had any validity, it must be equally applicable to a president after his term of office has expired. Well, Congress backed down, unfortunately, establishing a precedent suggesting that former presidents wield lingering powers to keep matters in their administration secret. Of course, everything is done that is kept secret in government is generally criminal in nature, especially long after the fact of its secrecy needs to, you know, in terms of foreign policy, the war with Russia or the war with Germany. There's no reason to keep these things secret other than the fact that the government is covering up for illegal acts. The Bush administration, of course, overstepped its use of executive privilege, may well try to continue to shield information from the American people after it leaves office. There's the interrogation of detainees, the torture issue, the prosecution of former Governor Don Siegelman of Alabama, secret legal memorandums from the Justice Department of Legal Counsel on the role of terror, the role of Karl Rove and Harriet Myers in firing federal prosecutors, as well as the Valerie Plame affair. All these things now will be covered up, as they have been during the Bush administration, by the claim of executive privilege. Mr. Bush, of course, has used his executive powers to block congressional requests for executive documents and testimony. The New York Times says investigators hope that the Obama administration will open the filing cabinets and withdraw assertions of executive privilege that Bush officials have invoked. Well, I would say don't count on it. Because every president eventually leaves office, incoming chief executives have every incentive to squash these investigations because they'll need those powers themselves.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, and I hate to say something good about Bill Clinton, but under Bill Clinton, I mean, a lot of the papers, you know, dealing with the Kennedy assassination were made public. A lot of things, you know, Bill Clinton's administration was far more open than the Republican administrations before him or the Republican administration that followed him. Well, all we can do is hope and pray that Obama at least wants change and that Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Certainly he's supported and surrounded by the same people who, from the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission, who controlled George Bush, who controlled his father, George Herbert Walker Bush, who controlled the Reagan administration. It's going to be interesting to see if Obama really will allow, really will bring any change and allow some of the things, some of the secrets that George Bush had to keep from the American people. If he'll go right along with the Bush administration, or maybe he really will bring some change.
Well, you know, this, you bring up an interesting point, but my moderating comment on that point, less optimistic, is
go ahead.
Is that you're capable of appearing to be open. For example, the Clinton administration revelations on the Kennedy assassination were not the crucial revelations. They kept the crucial stuff that really pointed to government carrying out this assassination and being totally involved. They kept that secret. So at once they can both appear to be open and still be hiding things. And I suspect that's what we'll see with the Obama administration. I think we'll see some withdrawal of troops from Iraq, but there will be no change in the situation in Iraq. Iraq will still be controlled by the United States. I'm just reading an article today about how the entire secret police and intelligence community of Iraq is paid for in secret by CIA funding and completely controlled. I mean, they are an extension. Prime Minister al-Maliki and the Shia government has complained this is the CIA of Iraq. This is not an Iraqi intelligence operation. We have no control. We get no reports. It's completely controlled by the CIA.
Well, I think we control the intelligence agencies in lots of countries throughout the world, and that way we control those countries.
That's right. If not directly, certainly indirectly. I think there is direct control over the ISI in Pakistan. There certainly was control over Fujimori's administration, and the CIA is finally able to even finger its own man there running the operation and bring down the Fujimori administration. So it's very dangerous to bring the CIA, the camel's nose, under the tent. But I think that Obama will placate his own constituency by doing some things that appear to make changes over the Bush, but they will not be the critical issues and they will not change. As I'm going to point out next week in my World Affairs Brief, I'm going to be covering the dangerous new trend in foreign policy that will play out during the Obama administration if CR advisors Zbigniew Brzezinski and son have their way. Obama will become more aggressive than Bush, more militaristic and more threatening to America's real future enemies, Russia and China. And this will be a prelude to setting the stage for World War III. All of these interventions by the Bush machine and the neocon regime have been essentially to antagonize the world, to give Russia and China a better excuse to take out the bully of the world without gaining worldwide recrimination. Now, I think those recriminations will come anyway, because I think the globalists who run our country will come out of their bunkers after this war starts and after the nukes fly, and they will say that Russia betrayed us, and they will beat the drums for demonizing them, and they deserve to be demonized. They are evil. They never did. We never really did have a fall in the Soviet Union. It was a carefully crafted deception.
I certainly agree, and I fear you're right about the coming war. It's very obvious to me that our government is doing everything they can to, and has in the past, to transfer the technology for nuclear weapons and for certainly intercontinental ballistic missiles to our enemies in preparation for this war. But the last thing they can let the American people know is that this is a pattern. They did exactly the same thing to build up Hitler's Germany, so we could have a nice war there and everything they could to build up Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, so we could have a war there. And I fear they're doing the same thing. But this war will be far worse, because this will be a nuclear war, and it will involve the streets and cities of America, not simply some foreign land.
Well, that's right. For the first time, America's going to be a target of a world war, and it's going to receive substantial damage. It won't be complete in the sense that I believe Russia, because they want to blackmail Europe into submission, will simply attack military targets, probably be 3,000 warheads thrown at the United States to take down all military and civilian targets that produce weapon systems, and unfortunately that will involve 15 to 20 cities in the U.S. where the weapons industry is integral with the city. But nevertheless, I think America will survive. There will be no nuclear winters. The anti-nuclear lobby has suggested you do recover fairly rapidly, although there will be a massive amount of social unrest because the infrastructure will be taken down. An EMP strike, which is electromagnetic pulse, a nuclear weapon, and several nuclear weapons ignited in a high atmosphere will pulse down or put such a strong electromagnetic pulse into the electrical system that virtually all the electronics that are not heavily protected will be fried. Military has hardening on their electronics, but civilian people do not. And literally, it's going to put down everything, including destroy all of the computerized market machinery that we have here, and that's why the markets are going down. I think, frankly, that's why their spending was abandoned. There is no intent whatsoever to pay down this deficit or eliminate it. They simply are going to let it go away because the markets will be physically destroyed during this nuclear attack, and they'll simply start from scratch. And I think there will be no choice but to do that if all the, you know, records or computer records are or the bank records are computerized.
You
it's
mean,
not going to be pretty.
You mean my Charles Schwab stock that the Schwab is holding for me will just disappear?
Could That's
very
right.
well be.
Even if you have paper backups, they'll claim that we just cannot piece back, you know, in any reasonable way because so many people don't have records, and so we're just going to start over from scratch.
Well,
so I think everyone will throw up their hands and go back to work, and we'll be working for the New World Order because they'll say that, you know, we don't have any power now to defend ourselves since our military has been destroyed. And that is the mother of all terrorist attacks, which will make the government-sponsored 9/11 attack appear like a picnic in comparison. And it, believe me, it will drive the American people to cry out, just as in this economic crisis, save us, save us, save us. We don't care about principles. We don't care about anything. Just print the money and save us. But don't tax us, you know. And they'll say, you know, do whatever it takes to save us during this next war, or we sure will make our bed with the United Nations. Actually, it won't be the United Nations. I strongly believe that there will be a concerted effort to create a League of Democracies, as John McCain and other neoconservatives have been promoting. Certainly, this would snooker the conservatives into supporting such a league, and they would not have the same resistance as they do to the United Nations, because Russia and China and other militaristic communist nations will be excluded, as they should have been from the very beginning. I mean, this was a telltale sign that the United Nations had no intention of creating peace, that it was, in fact, something that would create conflict in the world. And I think they're going to play off of this by giving us a false alternative, an alternative that will appear more benign than the UN, appear more efficient, be sold to the American people on that premise, but will not be in reality.
Well, we're in for some very, very difficult times. I certainly hope the Russians don't do to the American cities what America did to Dresden and other German cities, just with wanton destruction of the civilian population.
Yes, it's really interesting to read David Irving's very detailed histories and background on Hitler. Hitler was, on the best of accounts, completely resistant to attacking London. He always held up the hope that Britain would join him in his great quest for imperialism around the world. And Churchill, in fact, had a concerted plan to induce Hitler to strike at London cities by firebombing cities in the Ruhr. And it was the Allies, especially Hitler, Churchill, that began the destruction of civilian targets by carpet bombing civilian areas in the Ruhr. And that's what changed Hitler's mind to start bombing London. This was not a unilateral act upon Hitler. Now, I'm not exonerating Hitler as any great saint, but clearly he had to be induced to begin to do civilian bombing, and it was the Allies. And there was no excuse for the Allies to firebomb German cities. They could have continued to try to bomb specific factories, but they purposely loaded up incendiary bombs One of the pilots told after the war how the controllers had said, you go for the darkened areas. And they knew that those were civilian areas, and that's what you bomb. And they were told specifically, without mentioning the name civilians, to bomb what they knew to be civilian areas. And it was a war crime.
Yeah, but of course, what would you expect from Winston Churchill, who was a Druid? Until people understand that Winston Churchill was deeply involved in the occult and had no moral concepts or moral restraints at all, only then can you begin to understand much of what happened during the Second World War. But that's a book that's never been written, except perhaps by David Irving, and then, of course, everybody certainly discredits him because of some of his other remarks. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. Goes out to a few thousand subscribers, and it's showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can go there and see a synopsis of the current brief as last week. Today, a new brief will be coming out discussing the things that we're discussing today on this program. If people want a sample issue to see if they'd like to subscribe, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, they can go right to the website. It tells them how to do that right after the synopsis of the brief. They can also view all of the top stories that my research staff puts online every day. These are pre-screened, so you have the least amount of disinformation. Of course, you don't get the same you know, take on things as I do in my World Affairs brief, where I insert my analysis after many years working at this and also in and around Washington, D.C. But it's a very important thing to develop sources of information that you trust, and I know that your listeners trust you, Dr. Stan. So it's this is a very important work that we try to do.
Well, I certainly encourage my listeners to get Joel's material. I read it every week when it comes out. It really is vitally important to have an analysis of what's going on, because there's an organized effort to confuse us. And, of course, we're hit with so many conflicting facts and conflicting stories and stories that have nothing to do with anything significant, and yet they're very important issues taking place that will affect our lives and the lives of generations unborn. And those issues are usually swept under the carpet. Why? Because they don't want us to think about them. That's why the World Affairs Brief is so important. But you go right ahead.
Well, you know, nothing is more symptomatic, Dr. Stan, of the illusions that the media and the government portrays before the American people than this so-called bailout. It's now official the U.S. Treasury won't buy up toxic debt after all. Buying up bad debt was the entire rationale, of course, used to convince Congress to bail out Wall Street and the big investment banks. Without it, Paulson and Bernanke proclaimed the U.S. economy would likely collapse. Well, Paulson went even so far as to say that it wouldn't do any good to inject liquidity directly into banks if these bad debts weren't secured first. Well, that's exactly what he did. After, of course, Congress gave him total carte blanche powers. He loaded up 9 insider banks with additional billions so that they could be in a position to buy up other troubled banks. I mean, this is just ludicrous what's going on. Then Paulson bailed out the money market funds, of course, funneling the money through J.P. Morgan, and then added another $40 billion injection to insurance giant AIG on top of the $110 billion they'd already given them, which allowed it to keep paying out on its derivative losses for credit default swaps. Now, credit default swaps, as your listeners may know, are promises without backing, by the way, to insure debt against default. And they made these promises. It's like an insurance program without having any reserve requirements and no reporting requirements. There was absolutely no transparency on derivatives whatsoever. They were specifically exempted from SEC rules, and it became, I mean, we're talking $50 and $60 trillion worth of bets were placed on derivatives. It's the great 300-pound gorilla sitting in the middle of this bailout. And while Congress kept waiting for the bad debt bailout, it never came. Neither did the promised oversight. Specific reports to Congress that were required, mapping out where the money went and to whom. Now, few in Congress, mostly Republicans, are demanding an accounting, but the Fed is refusing to answer. Now, the U.S. Treasury has already spent $3.45 trillion on the bailout, not $700 billion, as the public believes, and the end is nowhere in sight. It's time for some answers before giving in to Paulson's plea to trust me again. Trust him to do what? Well, he's obviously using that trust to bail out his friends and to put them in a leveraged position to be able to take out other banks as they go down.
And let me repeat, $3.45 trillion, this is what's actually been spent, not the $700 billion we've been told about. And of course, a lot of that money is going to go to pay dividends to the holders of stock in the major banks. It's going to be used to pay the bonuses, fabulous bonuses. I mean, we're talking about, I read one figure, something like $70 billion in bonuses over a period of the next few years to the executives of these banks that got us into this problem. I mean, is that really what the American taxpayer wants? Is that why Congress voted the $70 billion bailout? And, of course, we were promised, this is not for the banks. I remember Henry Paulson saying, this is not a bailout for the banks. This is not a bailout for Wall Street. This is a bailout for Main Street. And then as soon as he got the money, he said, oh, shucks, I made a mistake. We have to stabilize the banks. Forget about the common people are going to lose their homes. I mean, where is the outcry from the American people? Why, it's deafening in its silence.
Well, they've been put to sleep by the media, of course, because the media do not call Paulson on this. They do not challenge them directly. And when they do bring up some of these questions, I've seen several media interviews where they bring up some of these sticky questions, and when he gives a servile answer that doesn't really, they don't follow up. They don't go into attack mode. They don't say, you know, how can you say that because it's such and such and such. They absolutely, every time, when they give them an embarrassing question, they get their superficial answer, and they don't follow up. Now, that doesn't happen when they're interviewing somebody on our side. If we were to make an attack against government, they keep fighting and maneuvering to stop it. I mean, this is a controlled press. But, you know, $2 trillion of that $3.45 trillion was given in emergency federal loans, the recipients of which the Fed refuses to disclose to Congress. This is the lion's share of the bailout, is these special loans that have just been created out of thin air, credit creations given to other banks, $7 trillion, or $2 trillion. And the Fed refuses to disclose who they went to. Of course, there was the $700 billion earmark for TARP that's going into a variety of other programs, specifically benefiting insider banks. $300 billion to the Hope Now program. That's the government program to help problem owners with underwater mortgages. But the program, frankly, has gone nowhere. No money's been spent yet because there are so many conflicting qualifications in the paperwork. Nobody knows. None of the mortgage brokers know who qualifies for it. So they're kind of just stalling around on that. $200 billion went to the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who still need much more money. $140 billion went in tax breaks for banks, accounting changes that will allow them to save billions in taxes, and $150 billion total for AIG, and more to come in that regard. Now, there's another evil aspect of this bailout that only recently came to light on Fox News. This is very, very important. It reported that one of the reasons so much of the bailout is going to the biggest banks, including two that recently changed their status from investment banks to bank holding companies so they could get in on this deal. Now, that was Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, is so that executive bonuses won't be lost. Now, Fox explains a very interesting point. These executives were given huge bonuses every year, but they did not take delivery of the money. They do not intend to take delivery until retirement, when their taxes will be lower. If they took it all now, $20 billion a shot, they'd get hit with a real tax burden.
Oh, well, we wouldn't want them to have to pay those high taxes, but we will be back in just a moment here with our guest this morning, Joel Skelton.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Hi,
here. Our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, this is the final segment. Go right ahead.
So what I was explaining that Fox News came up with is that these executive bonuses, in fact, haven't been paid out to them because they want to delay taking payment of these until retirement. So what the banks have done, these investment banks like Goldman Sachs, they have put this money in a special account and labeled it a non-taxable liability. And it is a liability because they owe it to the executives. It's like Lehman Brothers. Lehman Brothers put in executive compensation $284 billion and left the company with only $6 billion to operate in. Now, that $284 billion, of course, if you're going to bail out a company, you're supposed to bail out its liabilities. I mean, the liabilities are claims against the assets of the company. And yet, these really aren't true assets. This is just hidden compensation. So the public doesn't know, with all the bragging that Congress did about assuring the public that we were going to limit future executive compensation, that the bailout funds will ensure that the outrageous compensation executives, to executives still get paid. That is the past compensation. And Goldman Sachs executive will get $11 billion directly from these bailout funds. Hank Paulson himself has millions coming due to him from Goldman Sachs. And so we have to ask, who's bailing out whom in this fund? Well, it's clearly Paulson bailing out himself and his friends. Now, in another way to look at it, the $3 trillion bailout money is almost, in comparison to the real productive economy, almost 25% of that economy. And will result in a true federal deficit this year of over $1.5 trillion. Now, that's not even the whole picture, as bad as it is. The speculative economy is far larger than the real economy, or at least it was before the collapse. And that black hole is being refilled by this outpouring of money and credit creation. Almost none of this money is making its way back into the real economy. So clearly this is not a bailout of Main Street. This is a bailout of Wall Street. Now, the biggest single reason for the collapse of this speculative economy was the lack of reserve requirements. Reserve requirements are not improper forms of regulation. Even in libertarian principles, reserve requirements are, in fact, should be near 100%. I mean, any time, this is a matter of financial principle, any time you have a financial instrument or insurance policy that promises full redemption, it is fraudulent to not have sufficient funds available to fulfill this obligation. Now, that principle would seem to call for a 100% reserve requirement. But then there would be no incentive to provide insurance since no money could be made beyond high premium fees. I mean, if you're going to say, I'm going to insure your life against for $1 million, and I have to keep that $1 million in reserve, you're going to pay some pretty high premiums because someone's keeping that money completely protected, ready to pay out to you. So the government has said, well, nobody has to pay out those things all at once. So we'll only require that insurance companies keep maybe 10% in reserve. Now, as we are finding out, this amount, 10% reserve, is nowhere near enough to cover a major default. It's nowhere near enough to cover a huge catastrophic hurricane like Andrew for insurance companies. And, of course, the problem is further compounded when government requires no reserves at all, which became widespread in the derivatives and money market era. And that's the problem, is that all of these derivatives companies, I mean, Goldman Sachs made billions of dollars. Lehman Brothers made billions. So did Bear Stearns, made billions of dollars in selling derivatives to other countries, to other investors, guaranteeing against the default of a lot of these securitized subprime mortgages, securitized car loans, securitized credit card debt. All of that has been securitized and marketed upstream, and derivatives were created on that, on top of it. And there's virtually no reserves to pay those. They're simply claiming, look at our profits in Goldman Sachs. But what they don't tell the people, and this is what's fraudulent, is those profits are being divvied out as executive compensation. They're still in the company because they're on the books as liabilities, etc., but they're not really there. They've been given out for executive compensation. So there was nothing left to pay out for these derivatives as the bad mortgages have begun to default. They have to be paid off, those that had insurance policies on those defaults, and that's where that $150 billion is going to AIG, and that's where a lot of that money is going to these nine investment banks, because they're in, all of them aren't, but Bank of America is, and You know, it's got huge liabilities, $84 billion in liabilities for taking on Countrywide. And that's what this is all about, is making sure that these people can refill their coffers, pay out their debts. And I'm convinced, too, that the recipients of these derivatives, bets, who are getting the money from the payoffs are, in fact, insiders themselves. This money's kind of going around the inside of the speculative economy, and it's not coming outside. And that's why this economy is headed downward, Dr. Stan. I believe it's heading for about 50% of economic activity compared to what it was during the bubble years. In other words, it can go as low as half. And that's the real economy. The real economy is what people really need to buy. You know, people don't need to buy a new car every year. They don't need to buy a new house just because inflation brings the price up and step up to a bigger house. They can do very well with what they have. And people have decided, yes, we can do that. And they've stopped all of this discretionary buying. And what that reduction in buying has done, of course, is create a marked lack of demand throughout the economy, and so people are losing their jobs. These are jobs which never should have been created in the first place, because economies shouldn't be allowed to grow this rapidly. It takes fiat money, inflationary money, into an economy, which is, that kind of growth is always financed by debt. If you do debt properly, so that people have to use savings and banks have to use savings in order to lend out, there's always a limit to what they can lend. And, of course, interest rates are higher. You pay a higher premium to get access to that money. And it slows down the growth in the economy, and that's the way that it should. Slower growth is much more responsible. It's much more safely, and you don't have the dreaded business cycles that you often do when you have inflationary growth. And I think that's where we're headed. Of course, with all of the money that's being created, eventually the dollar will be destroyed. The only reason it isn't falling precipitously is because other currencies are in just as bad shape. You can say, how can they, compared to the trillions the U.S. is pouring out? Well, you've got a basis worldwide of dollars that is probably $100 trillion, so another $3 trillion, you see, isn't a big percentage. But in euros, you only have 10 trillion of euros out there, and so if you inflate a trillion or 3 trillion, you've inflated 33%. You can't do that with the euro. You can't do that with the pound. They've done it with the dollar. They got the world to accept the dollar because of making it gold backed, and that no longer is occurring.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this weekend when the G20 get together. We may never know, but I think they're going to make changes that will change the future of the life of everyone that's been around in time. God bless. Talk to you next week.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
about the amount of money that they're spending. The figure that he has is, have been actually calculated. They put out about $3.5 trillion. Where does the money come from? They've created it. How are they creating it? They just create money out of nothing. And then, of course, that dilutes the money, destroys the value of your savings, it creates inflation, and they're going to destroy the dollar. Make your preparations accordingly, ladies and gentlemen, because an awful lot of people are going to lose everything they've worked their whole lives for before this is over. That's why you need to know what's going on. If you haven't heard my talk on the financial tsunami several years ago, but we explained the hedge funds, we explained the derivatives, we explained the carry trade, we explained the fact that the whole system is coming down. That's the financial tsunami. We suggest the syllabus goes with us because it consists of government documents. We'll give you an idea of the background of what's really going on. And then, of course, we have my pamphlets, inexpensive little pamphlets, The History of Money, Financial Tsunami. And then we have three books, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is out of print, but it'll be available in a few weeks. And you can order it now. We'll send it to you later. And everybody who wants to survive what's going on should read Ed Griffin's book. Then, of course, we certainly advocate the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and Fiat Money Inflation in France. And begin making your preparations, get out of debt, and then, of course, you should be laying in a supply of long-term food. And the people we work with, Ready Reserve Food, has recently significantly lowered the cost of their food unexpectedly. But if you'd like to get their new rates, and if you may have even had a catalog that we've sent you the old rates, but the new rates are far better, you can just call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and we'll either we'll actually fax you the latest figures there, so you can have them. Or if you always call us, we can always send it to you. But if you want to get them right away, we can always send them to you by fax. So that's 1-800-544-8927. Like a list of the health products we think you ought to have on hand, some of the things like Allibiotic, which is multiple herbs that do help to seem to increase the immune response, and high-dose vitamin D, so important to ward off infections. Vitamin D is vitally important, and especially in the wintertime. This reason people get flu in the winter is because they don't get the sunlight, they don't get the vitamin D that helps to maintain their immune system. So our number, 1-800-544-8927. Then how do we understand what's really going on? Why doesn't the media tell us the truth? Well, there's a brotherhood of darkness that controls everything going on. If you haven't read the book, or you have not watched the DVD, why, it's available through Radio Liberty. And then to put things into the larger perspective, you need to hear our talk on The Forbidden Secret. And why is The Forbidden Secret important? Well, very simply, there's a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years from generation to generation, usually by the sages of the secret societies or the teachers of the mystery religions, and certainly Pythagoras and Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great, Socrates. They all knew this secret, but they never told the majority of their students. Only the very select few were allowed to know what it was.
And we, that was the people of the United States,
well,
in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8000.